What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear New York City? Well, at least for most people, it'd be the bustling city environment. A city with an around-the-clock full of citizens heading to wherever the day needs them to be at. We have a city full of grumpy office workers who just want to get to their jobs on time. Whatever the case may be, being a grand old city is what comes up first in people's minds when asked about New York City. And that thought isn't exactly far from the truth when looking at three of its five boroughs. Take Manhattan, with its high-scale buildings and skyscrapers, Brooklyn, with its bustling, crowded streets between the neighborhoods within, and Queens, with its stunning cityscape environment. However, what about the other two boroughs? Staten Island certainly has its views and locations, such as its lively zoos and museums, but it's certainly more spoken about than the Bronx. Take three of part two, page two, I've ruined a trend. Well, let's go see for ourselves, shall we? In this tour, you'll be educated on what makes the Bronx unique between the city-filled boroughs of New York City, as we walk around the Mercy Onion neighborhood together. End of introduction. If you haven't already, stand at the main entrance of the Dream Yard Art Center, then cross the street towards East 166th Street. Then keep moving forward, round the corner, until walk north on 3rd Avenue. Take a few seconds to look around you. Try and notice some sort of pattern regarding how the area looks as you move. Take notice of how the trees are evenly placed around the sidewalk. How the trees are placed so precisely across each other in each direction, as if that was purposely placed there along the area.
Why did you get here in the Bronx?
How did I wind up in the Bronx? Oh boy. Well, I grew up in New York City, and I've lived here basically my entire life. My first real experiences with the Bronx, apart from, like, you know, going to a Yankees game is fake. I feel like you're not really experiencing what the Bronx is doing that. The Bronx has these large stretches of space where there's no green space at all, but the stretches that do have that green space are so massive that it winds up, I think, having the most total green area of any borough in New York, which is really cool, at least to me, and having all that access. I don't know. Those are some of the stuff that attracted me to it.
That was a segment of an interview with Bronx River Alliance Recreation Coordinator, Mr. Nick. And from that, it's certainly clear that there's certainly some sort of charm in this sort of environment, right? But I take it that you're going to need a lot more points for this to become clear. Now, continue walking forward on Fulton until you reach Gratona Park.
The parks, when I grew up, were dangerous. We had what's known as monkey bars, which is obsolete. Y'all don't have those no more. We used to have in Gratona Park, which is a park that's right across the street from me, where I live in, there were these cement little blocks that we used to jump back and forth over. We had seesaws, which I don't seem to have no more. We had slides that went about a good 10 feet up in the air, and you slid down. It was a wavy little slide, which sat in the sun, so when you slid down it, believe me, you felt that. It's very hot.
Currently moving towards Gratona Park, which is however minutes left in the video away. If not, at least have something to listen to while we're there, right? The Bronx has a lot of parks, you know. Over 1,700 feet to estimate. The most amount of parkland out of all the city. And a fair amount of them have some interesting history, like what's Gratona Park. Much like the history of the Bronx itself, the parkland often deals attempts of its removal with for more industrialization within the area, like with the Cross Bronx Expressway.
Well, they originally, one of the proposed alternate routes was they were going to wrap it around Gratona Park. They weren't going to bulldoze Gratona, but they were going to put it along the edge, which they didn't wind up doing.
As we get close to Gratona Park, if you aren't already there, try and take a look around where you're at. Is it green or city like currently? Whatever it is, isn't it interesting how such an unspoken city area can have so many notable details to hold? I, frankly, think it's strange, but there's all a charm to it. We're getting close to the park now. You can probably see it from here. Unless it's either too far or already there. Whatever the case may be, the park is where we'll end off our short journey. But before we conclude, I want to go over a bit of Bronx history. Just give more like food to thought. Did you know that the Bronx wasn't actually always a city to say? Yeah, it used to be like a huge farmland.
They wanted to reroute it along Gratona, and put a little zigzag in it to do that, because it would have stopped them from displacing 1,000 families from their homes and bulldozing their homes. Yeah, you could have saved these 1,000 families' homes. I have no idea what Crotona Park would look like if you ran the Cross Bronx Expressway right along the edge of it. You know, maybe you would have saved all those people's homes and everything would have been fine. Or maybe it totally ruins Crotona Park.
The Bronx has always had some sort of relationship with industrialization and nature, as you can see. I think a city like this has, like, this sort of hidden relationship to something so unseen, so many people, something so many people don't pay attention to. Isn't that interesting? Now, to conclude, thank you for listening to this audio tour made by our small team. This took us a great amount of time to make, so any form of criticism is very much appreciated. To reach out to us, simply speak to Davis by the end of the day.
Give up, Luis. Chicago at night.